From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. It was another deadly day in Iraq, both for U.S. forces and Iraqis. Four U.S. soldiers were killed and six wounded after insurgents fired on their base north of Baghdad. Dozens of Iraqis died in rocket attacks, roadside bombings, and fighting with U.S.-led troops around the country. And this evening came word that Iraq's oil terminal off of Basra came under attack, apparently by suicide bombers on boats. The U.S. Navy says two crew members of a coalition boarding team were killed, and four others were wounded as a result of three waterborne attacks on the terminal. NPR's Philip Reeves is keeping track of all these developments in Baghdad. I asked him if U.S. authorities know who's behind today's attacks.
It's always been difficult to generalize about the insurgency in Iraq. It's not clearly a single entity answering to one master. And that was evident today. If you look at the range of things that happened, we saw Shiite militiamen loyal to the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr fighting with Polish troops in the southern city of Kerbala. And we also saw fighting between U.S. troops and insurgents in Sadr City, which is also a Shiite area. On the other hand, we had attacks on U.S. military bases, such as the one in which four U.S. soldiers were killed just north of Baghdad, and roadside bombs, one of which killed at least a dozen Iraqis in a bus near Baghdad. Now, the latter are tactics that have been used for some time and before the Shia in numbers joined the insurgency, when it was deemed principally to be driven by Sunnis, including elements of the Saddam-era Iraqi military and intelligence services. So it is difficult to generalize.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than the terrible loss of life, do we think any of these attacks today have any special significance?
I think the attack that is unfolding on the oil tankers and oil platform south of Basra may indeed have significance. It does, on the face of it, have similarities to the bombing in October 2000 in Yemen of the USS Cole. And I think it's reasonable to anticipate that there will now be claims from the US authorities and other members of the coalition that Al-Qaeda might have been involved, because in the USS Cole, it was an attack that was attributed to Al-Qaeda. So I think that will be seen as a significant new development. It's also the first time we've seen such an attack, although pipelines have been attacked in the north and the south, and the infrastructure has been attacked. No such attack of this kind has been mounted.
Well, how is all of this violence this month affecting U.S. policy on both the military and the political front?
On the military front, it's having a number of effects. It should be said the military says that it was expecting this, and that has characterized today's events as nothing absolutely exceptional. But it is clearly having a number of effects. The top U.S. commander in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, has reportedly said he'd like to ask for an extension of the current troop levels, which are at 135,000, and said that he also may ask for more. The military has been experiencing difficulty with supply lines. It can't, a year on after the start of the occupation, claim control of at least two cities, and the routes in and out of Baghdad are not fully secure. And politically, The occupation authorities have been making some changes. They've modified their ban on the Ba'ath Party to allow thousands of teachers who were former members of the party to return to work. They're also letting vetted senior officers from the Saddam-era military join the new Iraqi army. And both these moves are political changes. They're intended to win over the hearts and minds of Iraqis, particularly Sunnis. And, of course, they've been under pressure from the UN envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi. He's saying, don't use force and don't go into Fallujah. And from allies in the coalition, particularly, for example, Spain, which is withdrawing its troops.
NPR's Philip Reeves, thank you very much.
You're welcome.